Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, April 30th. In today's episode, Devegowda's grandson suspended from JDS as sex scandal row deepens. Three Congress and Aam Aadmi Party members arrested in the Amit Shah deepfake video case. Supreme Court questions the Enforcement Directorate over the timing of Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. And the US students' pro-Palestine protests gain global traction. First up, the Janata Dal Secular Party has suspended MP Prajwal Revanna from the party following allegations of sexual assault and row over explicit videos and issued him a show cause notice, while his driver has made shocking claims about the party. Prajwal Revanna, former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda's grandson, is the sitting MP of Hasan constituency in Karnataka and also the NDA candidate for Lok Sabha elections 2024. His alleged video clip surfaced on social media a day after his constituency went to polls. While Revanna has allegedly fled to Germany, his driver has come forward with shocking revelations. Karthik, who claims to have worked for the Revannas for 15 years, said today, and I quote, "I have seen their good and bad. I did a press meet earlier. I hope more people will come forward. I heard Deviraj Gowda mentioning that I have given the pen drive to Congress leaders. These are all lies. I approached Deviraj Gowda when he was contesting as BJP candidate in the last assembly election. I thought I would get justice from him. I did not give it to anyone else. I went to this BJP leader, but he cheated me," unquote. Adding he would support the special investigation team with all the information and documents they need. But Deviraj Gowda says Karthik went to Congress leaders with the pendrive first and they did not give him any heat. Quote, "He came to me after doing his politics first," unquote. The sexual harassment allegations have exploded into political mudslinging, with BJP-led NDA attacking the state Congress government and vice versa. Union Minister Amit Shah has accused the Congress government of not taking any action over the obscene clips which allegedly show Revanna abusing scores of women. Addressing reporters, Mr. Shah said the BJP always respects women and Matra Shakti. He added, and I quote, "I want to ask Congress, whose government is there? The government is of the Congress party. Why have they not taken any action till now? We do not have to take action on this as law and order is a state subject. The state government has to take action on it," unquote. He attacked Priyanka Gandhi Vadra for not questioning the chief and deputy chief ministers in the state. Karnataka Home Minister G. Parmeshwara said on Monday that Revanna will be brought back to India for a speedy SIT probe. Meanwhile, multiple opposition leaders have levelled serious allegations against the Bharatiya Janata Party, including their alleged blind eye in helping Revanna escape the country, a day after the Siddaramaiah government's special investigation team took over the matter. AIMIM leader Asaduddin Owaisi questioned, and I quote, "He recorded a video of a 70-year-old woman, a politician, a police officer. This is how he destroys the lives of women. How could Prime Minister Modi ask for votes for a man like this? How can the Prime Minister of our country vouch for the character of a man like that?" Unquote. Referring to Prime Minister Modi's rally in Hasan ahead of the poll day, where he campaigned for Revanna. RJD's Tejasvi Yadav alleged, quote, "This is Modi and BJP model. Time and again, the alliance saves the criminals, inducts corrupt people, the rapists. The man has fled, there's 2,500 alleged victims, and the Prime Minister is silent," unquote. And next, three people tied with the Congress and Aam Aadmi Party have been arrested in the Amit Shah deepfake video case. The deepfake video showed Mr. Shah talking about scrapping all reservations, while he was actually referring to remove the quota for Muslims on religious grounds in Telangana. Congress worker Ritam Singh was caught in Guwahati, Assam, while the Gujarat Cyber Crime Department arrested Satish Vasani, linked with Congress, and Rakesh B. Babaria, who is reportedly linked with Aam Aadmi Party. Debrat Saikia, leader of opposition in Assam, said anyone can be arrested but the law should be equal for all, alleging he complained against Assam's chief minister for abusive words and another person for communal speech and no action was taken. Quote, "So Assam police is only taking selective action based on the instruction of political masters," unquote, he said. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said, quote, "The BJP has the expertise in spreading fake videos on social media to malign others. They are good at that. Congress does not condone such behavior and will never do it. We want peaceful dialogue. Modi ji believes in hate speech. Maybe he should have more patience and not give frustrated statements," unquote. And next, The Supreme Court today threw a question to the Enforcement Directorate on why Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal was arrested just before the general elections began. Mr. Kejriwal has challenged his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the alleged Delhi excise policy scam as illegal in the Supreme Court. During the hearing, Justice Sanjeev Khanna remarked, and I quote, "Criminal proceedings cannot exist independently unless there is confiscation or attachment. First, there should be attachment followed by the offence and then finding of the offence. Prosecutions comes after the attachment," unquote. He also posed several questions for the Enforcement Directorate. First, over the timing of the arrest right before the election. Second, the long gap between the probe and the arrest. Third, clarification on a previous hearing where the top court heard Manish Sisodia's matter and why Mr. Kejriwal was not a part of the probe then. The hearing will continue on Friday when the ED side will present before the court. However, the court also questioned Mr. Kejriwal today. Justice Khanna observed that Mr. Kejriwal skipped multiple ED summons under Section 50 of PMLA or Prevention of Money Laundering Act. Section 50 of PMLA deals with the power of ED officials to issue summons and production of documents, evidence and other materials. Mr. Kejriwal's counsel advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi said, "Non-cooperation cannot be ground for criminality or grounds for arrest, as held by the court last year." He also pointed out that last year on April 16, Mr. Kejriwal was questioned by Central Bureau of Investigation and answered all their queries. During the hearing, Justice Khanna shared his apprehensions about hearing the Kejriwal case when Mr. Singhvi said, quote, "Your lordships summarized the case in Sisodia judgment. There was nothing about Kejriwal," unquote. Justice Khanna replied, quote, "Initially I thought, since I decided that case, whether I should take up this, then I thought it may be misunderstood as my not wanting," unquote. Mr. Singhvi pointed out that the Enforcement Directorate's entire case revolves around merely 6 to 7 individuals and that there is no hard evidence against Mr. Kejriwal. In other Aam Aadmi Party news, Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi has rejected former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia's bail pleas in both ED and CBI cases. Breaking from breaking news, Covishield vaccine recipients are fuming on social media as AstraZeneca, a British pharmaceutical giant, has admitted in a UK court that its COVID-19 vaccine can result in a rare side effect known as thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, or TTS, after a lawsuit against the company alleging serious harm and deaths linked to the vaccine. Covishield was developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University and manufactured by the Serum Institute of India. This vaccine was extensively administered throughout India during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now back to news. At least 900 protesting students and faculty members have been arrested in the US in the last 10 days, according to Al Jazeera, as protesters continue to demand a ceasefire in Gaza and divestment from companies enabling Israel. Columbia University, the epicenter of the protest, has resorted to suspending students associated with the pro-Palestine protests. The students have erected Gaza solidarity encampments, living in tents on the college grounds, against USA support for Israel. According to Palestinian Health Ministry, over 34,000 have been killed in Gaza. Following the university's ultimatum to disperse, the students intensified their protest. A student group, Columbia University Apartheid Divest, said in a statement the students took over Hamilton Hall and hung a banner claiming to be Hinz Hall in memory of a young Palestinian girl killed in the war. According to videos posted on social media, protesters occupied a campus building, barricading themselves inside, while several others formed a human chain outside. The demonstrators have vowed to remain at the hall until the demands are met. The protests took a life of their own after Columbia University ordered a police crackdown on the students, leading to 100 arrests. After this, students at several Ivy League colleges like Harvard, Yale, MIT, and dozens more also began their encampments. And now it has crossed international borders to reach France, Italy, the UK, and Australia, with students protesting against Israel's war on Gaza. Warwick Stands With Palestine group from UK posted on social media, and I quote, "Rise up in unison with fellow students all over the world, from Columbia to New York City to Paris to Sydney," unquote. Students at the University of Melbourne and University of Sydney in Australia are also raising their voices to halt arms supply to Israel and promote peace in Gaza. Meanwhile, US news outlet Axios reported that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has phoned up US President Joe Biden to ask for help in preventing the International Criminal Court from issuing arrest warrants for Israeli officials over the grisly war on Gaza. The Axios story comes after news agency Reuters reported ICC prosecutors interviewed staff from Gaza's two biggest hospitals about possible war crimes committed there. More than 300 bodies were uncovered from mass graves at the Nasser Hospital after Israeli forces withdrew on April 7th. And lastly, there was band, baja, and there was a barat. But there was no shadi or wedding. Instead, a supportive father in Uttar Pradesh's Kanpur brought his daughter home after a divorce with full procession in tow. Anil Kumar's daughter Urvi, a 36-year-old engineer at the Palam Airport in New Delhi, got married in 2016. But after years of alleged dowry harassment, the court granted her divorce. Anil Kumar said, and I quote, "We brought her back just like we had sent her off after the wedding. We want her to begin afresh with her chin up," unquote. Adding the band Baja Barat was to send a positive message to society and people would try to understand their daughters rather than ignore them after marriage. A neighbor said they thought it was Urvi's second wedding at first. Quote, "But when we understood the father's intent, it was an overwhelming feeling." Unquote. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.